Well, there it is. What do you think?
What do you think? What do you think? What do you think?
I think it's all right. Big thanks to Black on Black on Black. That was an encore presentation. They will return to the studio, I would hope, next Monday night. Hi, folks. It's me. It's John Hell. It's Monday. It's 8 o'clock. This is where I am. I love being here. I love it. Tonight is my 600th show on Radio Valencia. 600 shows. Not counting the specials. But that being said, I can't believe it. How did this happen? How did I get to this point where I have 600 shows on this place? I'm so excited that it just happened. And I realize it's been since December of 2022 since I've done 100 shows, right? I did 500 back then. So it took a while. It's my longest stretch. There are reasons why, whatever. Tonight's going to be a great show. I've got a great show lined up tonight. I'm so excited. I've got Brendan and Fritz from The Mutants, one of the very first punk bands in San Francisco. They are going to be in the studio. I've got Hank Rosenthal, the drummer of Crime, the first punk band in San Francisco. But we're going to ask him if Crime considered themselves punk. We're going to ask that question. I've got Ralph Spite of The Freak Accident, also of Victim's Family and Guantanamo School of Medicine. He's going to be in the studio tonight celebrating my 600, but really getting ready for our big event happening this Saturday night at the Mabuhay Gardens and on Broadway on February 28th, an all-day event. We're going to be talking that up quite a bit. This is thrilling. This is going to be this for number 600, man. I'm pretty stoked. You're going to stick around? You're going to hang out with me? Are you going to be here for the whole night? All right, why not? Stick around. Radio Valencia.
You know, I know George played a tape of a scientist who was checking out tectonic plates of Siberia, and it was called The Sounds of Hell, I believe. I'd love for you to play that again because, you know, I've heard about it. I've never heard it, okay? My pastor told me about it, but you know what? I'll tell you right now. What's in the earth? And the sounds of hell, you hear the people in torment.
Well, you listen in. You listen in on the radio here because you're going to hear it right now.
One, two, three, four.
But I have
of Mussolini. He makes the money work.
I can dig it, can you? The Avengers right here on Radio Valencia off their classic self-titled release from 1983. Car Crash, the name of the song that we heard right there, actually recorded in 1977. The record was put out in 83, but Avengers recorded all this music between 77 and 79. That one right there, recorded in 1977. Started off the set there with some Papa Pies off of the very first release, the White EP. Includes both versions of the hit Truckin', by the way. But we heard the Catholics are attacking. John Hell's my name. Oh, I ain't no Catholic. But I am here Monday nights. This is my 600th show, hot damn. What do you know about that? Where did the time go? And honestly, if the question was, hey, John Hell, did you think that you would do 600 shows? I thought I would do 6,000 shows. I'm not worried about it. Phone's ringing, but unfortunately, I ain't picking it up because I'm talking right now. Are expecting some guests, though, to come into the studio. Very excited. But I am noticing my phone hybrid is not doing what I want it to do. But I am expecting Brendan from the Mutants, Ralph Spite from the Freak Accident, Hank Rosenthal from Crime to come down. Hopefully, we'll be able to get Fritz from Mutants on the line as well, trying to figure that one out. This is really exciting. We got a great show. Man, we got such a good show tonight. But we also have a good show coming up this Saturday at the Mabuhay Gardens and on Broadway. That's right. They're reopened. And though they've been doing a few shows there, this really, truly is the coming out party for the rebranding of the classic venues happening up in North Beach in the afternoon from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. downstairs at the Mabuhay Gardens. We're going to be having a really exciting time. Rock historian Richie Untenberger is going to be putting on a great presentation on the history of punk rock in San Francisco. It's then going to be followed up by a panel discussion featuring Steve DePace of Flipper, Penelope Houston of the Avengers, Hank Rosenthal of Crime, V. Vail, Search and Destroy, and Research Magazine Publications are going to be on the panel, followed by a set by the Mutants, one of the original punk bands of San Francisco. And, you know, I really want to talk to Brendan and Fritz because I want to talk about, you know, how did they define punk back then? What was that like for them? Because it certainly isn't what it became. Also going to be having some vending happening downstairs. V Vail will be vending along with local punk record store I Hate Records and Punk Majesty Clothing are going to be downstairs. Downstairs is also, we're going to be serving, you know, your price of your ticket, which is $20 or $25 at the door, wheelchair accessible. And it's 21 and over downstairs, folks. But we are going to be serving pizza from Tony's Napolitano Pizzeria. And we're going to have some beer all for the price of the ticket. Come on down. We're so excited for that. And then upstairs doors at 6:30 or 7. I think 7 for upstairs. It's all ages upstairs at the On Broadway. Night of really amazing music featuring a young Oakland punk trio called Bitch Fit, followed by an amazing thrash punk trio from San Francisco called False Flag. I love them so much. Hopefully they'll be in the studio with me very soon. Then we've got The Freak Accident. That's Ralph Spite, one of his side projects. Well, really, it's his main driving force these days, but you know him best from Victim's Family and Guantanamo School of Medicine with Jello Biafra. But The Freak Accident is going to be playing. Fang is going to be up there. Slammy is going to be up on stage doing his thing. And then headlined by Flipper and Friends, Steve DePace and Flipper are going to be doing their thing. Also bringing up friends, including Blog Dolly of the Dwarves, Penelope and Greg of Avengers, and Klaus Fluoride and East Bay Ray of Dead Kennedys. They're going to all get up and sing and play some music and have a good time that night. Radio Valencia is co-presenting this show in association with SF Music Week. Radio Valencia DJs spinning before, during, and after. The show's upstairs. Everybody's vending. Richie Goodtimes and Chris Shaw created an amazing 50th anniversary of San Francisco punk commemorative posters for this show. So two different posters. You got to come out and do it. So go to Radio Valencia, go to our Facebook, go to our Instagram for more information. Oh my gosh, we'd like to thank our sponsors, Hate Street. Pardon me, that's not doing what I wanted it to do. Hate Street Voice, Heaps Normal, Fort Point Beer, Tony's Napolitano, Escape from New York. Oh, that's right, Escape from New York is going to be serving up a whole bunch of pizzas for a price of admission upstairs. Come in the first hour for both shows, get a whole bunch of pizza, get a whole bunch of beer. Man, we're just going to have a great day. It's going to be so much fun. I know I'm talking a lot about it because I love it. I'm thrilled beyond compare. All right, we're going to get back to the music. Let's listen to some Nuns. This comes to us off of their 1980 self-titled release. We're going to listen to Wild right here. Radio Blaster. Yeah, right here on Radio Valencia. Classic music there from the Tubes off of their first release and self-titled. White Punk's on Dope, 1975. Talk about performance punk back in the early days. What a show they would put on, Fee Waybill and team. Before that, music there from the Nuns off of their self-titled 1980 release. They've been performing a number of years. That's the year that the first album, full album, came out. Wild, the name of the track. John Hell is my name. Hell's Kitchen Radio Monday nights here on Radio Valencia, deep in the heart of the Mission District. My 600th show tonight, ladies and gentlemen, here on your transmissions from the Mission. I really should count the specials as well. I have a tendency not to. Hey, I want to let you know, by the way, I'm very excited. Hank Rosenthal of Crime is coming in the studio. He's here now. He's getting comfortable. We're going to have Ralph Spite of The Freak Accident coming in. We're going to have Brendan Early of The Mutants coming in. We're going to try to find a way to get Fritz of The Mutants involved as well. And we got the big show coming up this Saturday at the Mabuhay Gardens. The reopening, the rechristening. Christ, I don't know. That's why they call me Hell. 2 to 7 downstairs, we're going to be doing a punk rock retrospective with Richie Utenberger, followed by a panel discussion. Hank's going to be on that. We're going to get Penelope Houston on that. Steve DePace, V. Vale, they're going to be on this panel. The Mutants are going to be doing a set after that. You can go to the Radio Valencia website, radiovalencia.fm. Click on events to get your tickets for that. That's a 21 and over show. And Tony's Napolitano Pizzeria is going to be feeding you all, by the way. Just want to let you know. So price of the ticket, you get great pizza from the best place in town, no doubt. And then in the evening, upstairs at On Broadway, big show, Bitch Fit, False Flag, The Freak Accident, Fang, Flipper and Friends featuring Penelope and Greg from The Avengers, East Bay Ray and Klaus Fluoride from Dead Kennedys, Vlog Dahlia from The Dwarves. It's going to be an all-around party. Radio Valencia DJ spinning between all acts. Again, go to the radiovalencia.fm events page. And then you can get your tickets. Isn't that nice? Don't you like how that happens? I love it. It makes me really excited. All right, we're going to get back to the music because that's what we're here for, right? Another band. One of the reasons I'm really excited to talk to these guys tonight is I want to talk about some of these musicians who maybe aren't here anymore. Like, what happened to them? What did they think of them? What were their thoughts at the time? Especially as some of them got well-known or at least known in their own mind, perhaps. Here's one band. Sleepers. Ricky Williams was a name, and he definitely went too soon. So we're going to listen to something recorded back in 1980. Eventually made its way out on Media Mystic Records out here in San Francisco. And this is just Ricky on vocals with Michael Belfer on guitar. The track is called B-Side. It happens to be on the B-side of a 7-inch. Shall we get there? Let's do it right here, right now. Radio Valencia.
Mama, it's me, your son. You only got what?
All right, on music there. Music, my air quotation marks are working from Pope Paul Pot right here in San Francisco. Plastic TV Land on Acid, the name of the track we heard right there. And just before that, some music there from Ricky Williams and Sleepers. B-side, the name of the track. Both of those on 7 inches, and that Sleepers came out. Pardon me, it was recorded in 1980. John Hell's my name. Hell's Kitchen Radio, Monday nights on Radio Valencia. My 600th show. The crowd goes wild. Excited to have in the studio with me the drummer from Crime, San Francisco's first and only rock and roll band, Hank Rosenthal. Welcome to the show.
Happy to be here.
You know, and you and I were chuckling just a bit off mic about the idea of you guys. You are a rock and roll band, man.
That's right. We always eschewed the punk label, but we got lumped in with it anyway.
Yeah, going back to what was it, like 1976, is that when the band got together?
Mm-hmm.
And when you realized that there was something different about you, you weren't just a typical rock and roll band, you were like fist in the face rock and roll band.
Yeah, well, for historical purposes, I was not there at the founding of the band. I joined shortly thereafter, but the band was the brainchild of Frankie Fix and Johnny Strike. And Frankie and Johnny were not lovers, but they had kind of mutated out of a glam band and decided to do something very hard-edged. And when I saw them for the first time at the Mabuhay Gardens, one of their first shows there, I felt like the music that I had loved growing up, Iggy and the Stooges, the MC5, which I saw many times in my hometown of Cincinnati, Ohio, at the Ludlow Garage. And I felt like the music I loved was back. And when they announced that they needed a new drummer, I decided in that moment that I was going to be that drummer.
That's amazing. This is a time when San Francisco was really, musically, was really in flux, right? The hippies were, you know, that era of music was gone. A lot of those artists have kind of hit the big time. The music was really dull, you know, there was nothing exciting going on.
Got very corporate rock.
Yeah.
Was very dull. We were reacting against that.
Yeah, for sure. And that is an interesting thing, too, because even though K-San had been like a driving force, by the mid-70s, the, you know, corporate, you know, the whole idea of corporate, you know, corporations getting involved was just saturating the market with the most like undesirable, lowest common denominator music. What did Crime feel was their responsibility in that scene?
Well, we were there to bring music back, and that was our mission. You know, K-San had gone very corporate, but they Chris Nabb of Aquarius Records managed to squeeze an hour a week out of K-San to play the new music.
Yeah. Yeah, and there were a few really quality people that were on the station that were able to take some risks, but, you know, I think about what you guys were doing, especially dressing up in, like, the leather and uniform look. You know, what kind of reactions were you getting, especially in your early shows that you were a part of?
Well, the you know, our most famous looks were our police uniforms.
Yeah.
We liked the badges, and we liked the turned-up collars, and the sunglasses. We looked like cops gone bad, walking around North Beach, and we always liked to walk around together as a band, like the Monkees. And we would often get stopped by tourists and asked for directions.
Nice. Did the cops ever stop you and ask what the hell you're doing?
Yeah, the cops eyed us over a few times. There were a few little run-ins, but they let us be for the most part.
And, you know, I'm wondering, you know, that kind of walking that fine line of, you know, being who you are as just a person here in the city, and then the performer in you, where that moments, especially when the four of you were together, where it sort of crossed over,
mm-hmm.
where you were kind of that one group. Doesn't matter who my real name is and what I'm doing, I am this character in the street.
Yeah.
What was that like for you guys?
Well, we tried to keep our characters on stage and off, you know. Yeah. We really rode that wave of the new press and magazines and that were springing up around the new movement, and we rode that crest.
What did you, speaking of that, like, what did you think of the press, the music press at that time, and how they were covering shows at the MAB?
The mainstream press was always extremely hostile to punk rock. Joel Selvin at the time, I can say it now because we're good friends now, but he was despised, and he'd be happy to hear that.
Joel, I know Joel. He's still despised.
He's still despised.
And I think he wears that as a badge of honor.
Yeah, he does. He does. Yeah. He loves being an asshole, and we love him for it.
Yeah.
But
at the time.
But his bread was being buttered elsewhere.
Yeah.
And we were not in a position to butter anybody's bread. So, you know, it was at that time the journalist who really stepped up was Howie Klein, who passed away recently.
Yeah, just in
November. And he seeded us into magazines like New Wave and New York Rocker and all these other publications that were springing up. But the mainstream press, just like the mainstream venues, ignored us. We, you know, Bill Graham said no punk band would ever play a Graham venue.
I don't know. I mean, I know he didn't produce the Sex Pistols show, promote the Sex Pistols show at Winterland, but
it happened. I think they were that was the one and only punk show that was ever done at a Bill Graham venue up to that time.
That's true. Mm-hmm. So you guys playing in a prison, right? You guys did the whole San Quentin show in full police regalia. That's got to be one of the most ballsiest moves.
It was bizarre. I'll be honest, we were terrified.
Oh, really?
Oh, we were.
Okay, well, you got to walk us through this. So how did this show even get set up?
It was set up through, actually, Lynn Hirschman, an artist, had asked us to participate in some performance art pieces. We did one in Jack Kerouac Alley by a guy named Daryl Sapien. He did a piece called Crime in the Streets, and we played police officers in that piece. But after that, she asked if we would play this show at San Quentin. We thought it was just too perfect to turn down. Of course, we were told there was a no hostage rule, that if we were taken by prisoners, that they would not negotiate for our release. And that was for our protection, they told us.
Did you have to sign off on
that? Yeah, we had to sign our lives away.
Did anybody play the set, the show with you, or were you guys the only ones?
No, we were on with other bands, but there were no other punk bands.
Okay.
There were a variety of, I can't even remember, there was like an R&B band.
Okay.
And different styles of music.
How were you accepted by the crowd?
Well, the crowd at the time was divided into two groups. There were the whites and the non-whites.
Right.
And whenever a non-white band would play, the whites would stand up as a group and walk as far away as they could to the far side of the exercise yard. This was outside. And the reverse happened. When a white band would play, then all the non-whites would move away as far as possible. When we started to play, everybody got up and moved away. But then, because we had brought some of our girlfriends with us, everybody came back.
Yeah.
And there was a kind of demilitarized zone between the stage, which is just a concrete slab about a foot high, and where the prisoners were. And it was a gravel area, and the prisoners were picking up gravel and flicking them off of the butts of the women.
Right? Were they scared?
Mm-hmm. No, the women were kind of go-go dancing in front of us, which helped.
Sure.
But the guards up on the tower with the and on the wall with the machine guns there, they were very confused.
I can only imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Were you invited back?
We were not invited back, but we did get the best piece of press we ever got as a band. We got our picture in the Weekly World News.
Oh, really?
Which, to me, is the ultimate.
With the
honor.
Alien next to the alien
next
baby.
Next to the aliens, Bat Boy, and everybody
oh,
else.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Just, yeah. It was like, can you believe this?
That's thrilling.
Cops, punk rock cops playing in San Quentin.
What was it like recording? Because I mean, we're going to play some music from you guys in just a moment, but not a lot of like releases from the band overall. 7 inches,
right? Crime, you know, holds holds is regarded as the first punk band on the West Coast because they were the first band to release a single.
Right.
They recorded that at Blue Bear. Mm. The second single was recorded at a recording studio at Mills College, produced by Novak, who had his own band called Novak at the time. And then I, through a relationship I had with Different Fur, just around the corner here, we did a lot of recording there, and that's where we did work briefly with Huey Lewis, who produced a session with Crime.
Really?
Yeah.
Pre-news?
Pre-news.
I would imagine
mm-hmm.
so.
Just pre-news.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. I was not aware of that. Mm-hmm. When the album came out,
yep,
which was just, I guess, a compilation of
there's a bunch of albums. That
right.
one, yeah, that is
the San Francisco Doomed LP.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about this one and what it took
yeah,
to, because
this
is also a live show on here too, right?
Well, there's I believe half of that record was recorded at a recording studio called His Master's Wheels,
right.
which was Elliot Mazur's studio. Here in the city. Elliot Mazur, very famous L.A. producer who did everyone from, I don't know, Barbra Streisand to... He was a very well-established producer.
Yeah.
And we basically went in there and did our live set, just recorded live to two tracks.
Yeah.
And that's half the record. The other half, I think, were recordings that I did at our rehearsal studio, Time and Space, over on Natoma Street, south of Market.
Mm-hmm. So if you're just tuning in, John Hell's my name, Hell's Kitchen Radio here in San Francisco. And I've got Henry Rosenthal of Crime, the drummer of Crime.
A.K.A. Studio. Hank Rank.
Hank Rank. And yeah. Thank you, Hank. Appreciate it. And we got Brendan Early of Mutants Just Walked In. And we're going to get you on soon. We got Ralph Spite of The Freak Accident. It's going to be coming in a little bit. And we're talking, celebrating the show that's coming up this Saturday, Mabuhay Gardens on Broadway. And Hank, you're going to be on the panel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm really excited about this. So we got Richie Utenberger is going to be moderating.
It's Unterberger.
This. Unterberger, thank you.
Yes.
I guess there's no umlaut over that. Unterberger, he's a rock historian. He's going to be doing about a 75-minute presentation of the history of San Francisco punk.
Yep.
I'd imagine Crime's going to show up very early in that presentation.
Oh, yeah. He just did this. It's a recap of his performance at the San Francisco Public Library he did a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I heard it was outstanding, and that's why we went after him. And he said,
packed.
We really want you
mm-hmm.
to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're going to be on it, Penelope Houston of
yes.
Avengers, Steve
mm-hmm.
DePace of Flipper,
yep.
V. Vale, Research Mag, and
yep.
Search and Destroy Publications
he'll
is going to be there.
He'll be hawking his mags.
Yeah, for sure. He'll be on that. And then Mutants are going to be doing a set after. So we're going to get to some music, and then we're going to bring Brendan into the conversation. We're going to play San Francisco's Doom. Could you tell us about the song? Tell us about what it was like, you know, I guess maybe the process of this song, why this is an important song for your history.
Well, it's a local favorite, of course. It expressed our frustration and another great Crime song, our frustration and dismay at what the city was becoming at that time. And I think it pretty much speaks for itself.
Let's do it, shall we, right here, right now, Radio Valencia, right now?
Yeah. and drive my guitar straight through your heart.
Oh, yeah, right here on Radio Valencia. Crime. I took that one off of the Murder by Guitar 1976 to 1980 release. Just before that, that was a whole set of Crime. Some music there. Rock and Roll Enemy number 1 and San Francisco's Doomed, both off the San Francisco's Doomed release from 1978. I've got Hank Frank and Brendan Early in the studio. Hank, drummer from Crime. Brendan from Mutants are in the studio. Come a little closer. There you go. Hello, gentlemen.
Hey.
Yeah, thanks for being here. So, Hank, you were talking, off mic a bit about like the band membership. You were the third drummer?
Let me see. I think technically I was the fourth drummer.
Jesus. You sound like Spinal Tap here.
Exactly.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So, but in your tenure from around 77 to 79, that's when the band really was in ascendance. You seem to have the biggest following at that time.
That's when the action was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And where the venues were concerned, were you guys playing the MAB? Where else was a regular place in San Francisco?
Well, Crime was one of the bands that started the scene at the MAB.
Yeah.
And, we were always looking to expand, and as were other bands.
Right.
We were looking for venues, but punk rock had such a bad reputation.
Yeah,
we were banned from most places.
Was it a bad reputation like what was happening in L.A. where the cops were just showing up and beating heads, or was it that the clubs just didn't want to even take the risk of stressing out about what the kids might do to the venue?
It wasn't so much about the cops. It was about the destruction at the shows, a lot of broken tables and broken windows.
Mabuhay Gardens bathrooms never worked half the time.
I don't know if they do yet.
Okay, there was no toilet, for a lot of shows.
Yeah,
The men's room, it was just smashed.
So then it became the alley.
Right. Well, I'm curious about that, actually. If that was what was going on at the MAB, I mean, it was also a working restaurant, correct?
It was. In the first part of the evening, it was a Filipino supper club.
That's right.